Blog Talk Radio.
Okay, so this is me, Joy. Joy, I haven't been doing this in a while, so forgive me, guys. Joy has been doing some things, and this has been crazy. I just finished writing my book. I've been doing so much spiritual things and meditation, and I kind of got sidetracked. Real life kind of swung into the way, and I haven't had time to do the show. So if you're joining me tonight, it's September 16, 2015 in the fall. We finally made it here together. And basically, I just wanted to let everyone know that I'm pretty much restructuring some things. I wanted to reintroduce the show with Astrology, Herbs, and Tarot. But I wanted to, like, refine it. So I actually basically I'm calling it now Christian Sage Radio. Because I'm a Christian, but I'm also a sage in the sense that I will evaluate other spiritual beliefs and the practices and see if it incorporates what I believe to be true. And this is kind of coming from me. It's like I'm not coming from a denominational standpoint as a Christian. I like to say to people I'm an independent Christian because I do take the time to read the Bible for myself and to talk amongst other people. The Bible says when you have two or more people, you're actually having what they call like a type of spiritual church experience. So, you know, not to say I haven't gone to church. I've been to church, to many different styles of churches, but I find the best way for my spirit to get the information a lot of times is just delving in it myself and just talking it amongst other people. And so I kind of have eclectic beliefs. You know, it's not just Christian beliefs. I have beliefs of Indian medicine, shamanism. I'm Native American in my family, so that's like a huge influence on my belief. We have like several different tribes. We've got Cherokee, Navajo, and Blackfoot. So that definitely kind of gives me a perspective on me being a Christian. So I just want to say that. So I'm calling it Christian Sage Radio, and things will still be talked about as before astrology. That's definitely a major indigenous type of practice, indigenous and civilized practice, both, you know, world civilization and primitive tribes, both alike know astrology. So if you know in the scriptures, you had the Magi, they were astrologers that followed Jesus far. So astrology is an important science. We will still talk about that. We will still talk about herbs and natural healing. That's going more into my indigenous tribal background. Because I'm a big fan of Eastern medicine, even though I did work in the health, you know, field, Western medicine, I know both. And we'll talk about tarot because, you know, I do tarot and then I do spiritual readings and I meditate on the cards. And honestly, some people are, like, mixed with this. I get people, you know, Christians and non-Christians are, like, they're kind of on the fence about tarot cards and tarot readings. And all it is a device. It's a tool. It's not being entirely spiritual because true spirituality comes from the heart. You don't have to do tarot or do other type of practices per se if you're coming from a place within yourself spiritually to move on in certain things in your life, right? And that's more to deal with the person. But I like tarot as a device to help people because I find, like, when you do readings, it helps people to understand more of their spiritual growth because it is a physical device and it kind of, if you're on that level where you need to understand spirituality more, sometimes you need a physical aid to help you, right? But this is where I go with it. I try to make it very loving. I pray, and I put into my spiritual aspect the reading. And I try to get really intuitive with it. And no, I don't think it's entirely, like some people believe it's a cult, it's devil, it shouldn't go with Christianity. That's definitely an opinion. It's a perspective. And I kind of going in this life to realize that sometimes you just have to know what's true in your heart and in your spirit. And the way I do it, I try to make it as positive as possible. It's like certain cards I don't deal with, certain cards I do deal with, you know, because it speaks to more of my spirituality. And that's just kind of what I want to say about that. So it can be a very effective tool, tarot reading. And I still do readings, but I don't do his readings as much. So when we talk about tarot, it's going to be more of like in a meditation and more of the philosophical. Like tonight, we're talking about who is the devil. So I'm going to get into like the tarot card of the devil and the major arcana. So I just wanted to mention that here. So tonight we're going to be talking about aspects of the devil in the major arcana card. We're going to be talking about spiritually what I've picked up in information about the devil. We're going to mention about the blood moon and the solar eclipse that's coming up in September. And we're going to give a brief shout out to Leonard Nimoy. Spock, may you go forth into the deep of the heavenly realm. You are like the favorite of the Star Trek series. Sorry, William Shatner, but Spock was just like, he's the one. But so yeah, I'm gonna like play this song and we're gonna get into it, and this is gonna be probably the scheduling is gonna probably flex a bit because I'm just coming back on, reintroducing my show as Christian Sage Radio. But I hope you guys like it, and if you like my earlier stuff, and hopefully you'll like this new direction I'm taking it. So I'm gonna play this song for you guys.
Can tonight I send a song? Prayer if you will. Felt in a thorn, blackened leaves, an old tree fell still. Press my hands between my heart.
No.
Okay, so we're back now, and that was Bats of Lashes, Lilies. That song, I think it's relative to the start of my fall show. So Lilies, if you watch the video, I feel like she came from a point of her life where she had some spiritual things happen to her. If you look in the video, it seems like these little monsters kind of creep up. She thought she was alone, and then there's like these things around her. But it seemed like she just recovered from something, so I kind of like this song in the video. And just to say, like, I've been going through things in my life that I feel like I've, you know, survived or, like, just really, you know, finished the self-growth period. And I'm here now renaming my show Christian Sage Radio. I'm more affirmative what I believe. I finished writing my book, Metamorphosis of Sparrowhawk, that is on Amazon. And it has, like, spiritual, you know, metaphysical, spiritual, Christian concepts in there, but it's nothing like you've ever heard before. It's just kind of based on my experiences, and there's just a lot of things going on. So, okay, let's get right into this, okay? So, Joy, okay, who is the devil? How can we stop our devils from pestering us? Self-awareness on who this being is and how its energies affect our own and society. Well, in short, the devil is fear. The devil is anything that you're afraid of, because there are real energies on the planet. They are spirits, and they feed off of us. We're spiritual people. Every human has a spirit, has a soul. We have energy that animates our body. And anytime you feel like overwhelmed, insecure, afraid of doing something, you may not feel it, but for someone who's very sensitive and subtle to other energies, you're going to feel like a burden or like something heavy on you or something around you. You feel like something is draining your life force. You're being feasted on. Like there's some entity that is feeding off of you because of your fear. And it's just like a natural phenomenon. What I would say, the devil is more like a group of entities that feeds off of our fear, human beings. So in the tarot deck, the Major Arcana, the number 15 is the devil card. And in traditional, I think it's the Rider, Smith, Wyatt deck, you'll see, like, it's pretty grotesque. Like, the imagery, the medieval form of tarot has this image of a devil. He has horns. He's like enormous, giant. He's red skin. He's on like a block. I believe he's sitting on a block. And he has two people, men and women. And he has like a chain around their neck. And it's kind of like a symbol of slavery. So the devil likes to keep you in bondage and like slavery, like spiritual slavery is what we're talking about. Anytime you feel like limited in your mind or you feel like you can't do something, oh, I have to follow the rules. I have to do what the government is telling me. I have to do what my parents are telling me. Like, sometimes people tell you to do things, and it's not in your spiritual benefit. Like, it's not helping you, and it's really you have to kind of, like, discern that for yourself. And when you do, you're going to have the courage, because until you start developing your own courage, sometimes it's hard to say no to people, right? And the devil takes advantage of all that. He takes advantage of us not being aware of what's going on. The devil can be in your friends. The devil can be in your family. These are just energies that attach onto folks, and they emit certain thoughts and energy and vibrations that maybe your friend or your family member wouldn't be like. This is pretty subtle. You have to kind of be aware of the characteristics of your family and friends. Because when you start seeing different patterns of, like, people changing in their personality, you kind of have to suspect, like, it could be an energy, a devil entity. Find out what's going on in their life. Maybe they're going through some type of trauma or something they're struggling with, and usually that's when the devil entities, they come in, and, you know, they like to put you in a slavery type of mindset. They like to create that limitation because they want to keep feeding off of your fear and your insecurity of the thing. The best way to combat the devil is to just combat your fear. Whatever you're afraid of or whatever you got, like, tremendous trauma, however you got to do it, you're going to have to work with your fear and you're going to have to, like, master and conquer it. You're going to have to form a strong discipline of the mind, focus of the mind. Because once you do that, the devil can't come in, and they can't affect your thoughts or emotions anymore. And like I said, these are just spirit beings. These are energies. And sometimes you can have an experience of the devil from a person that you meet. A person might display more devilish characteristics, as they say, right? It could be like an abusive boyfriend. It could be a friend that's up to no good that just wants to take your money all the time. Like something that's just like, wow, like I can't believe this is happening. Why is this person like that? They might actually have some spirits in them that is just making them not who they're meant to be. So you always have to factor that. People really just do have demons, and demons are really just like the same as, like, demons and devils are interchangeable. It's the same thing. So the Major Arcana 15 just represents that, how the devil has enslaved mankind because we allow it. We allow ourselves to be limited. We allow the limitation. We allow the ignorance. We don't educate ourselves. We don't, we think that we're powerless. We don't enact spirituality to protect us from mechanisms that we could just really conquer, because we're not supposed to be afraid of the devil. Like, we're made of light. God made us of light. We're light beings, and we should start learning how to activate and nurture that light again so we don't have to be afraid of the devils anymore. So that's basically what that is. Self-awareness is our best asset to combating those energies in our society. So that's going to take us into the blood moons and the solar eclipses for this month of September. So it's September 16th. Next week, the next 2 weeks is going to be pretty much intense. We have a solar eclipse. I believe it's like the week of September 22nd or so. I have a website, the timeanddate.com. You guys can definitely check it out. And it gives you the exact date of the solar, should be the exact day of the solar eclipse, which is the sun is going to appear to be black. It's going to appear to be dark, like something's going to be in place of the sun. And you're going to see just basically like a dark sun. And that's going to precede the blood moon. So you're going to have like the solar eclipse where it's going to be a dark sun, a dark, you know, black sun as they call it. And then you're going to have the blood moon, like a red moon, thereafter, a few days after, or like the 26th to 28th, the moon is going to be red or pink in color. That's just because of like the positions of the sun and moon and how it appears, you know, in the night heavens. But it's two big major events, like a dark sun and a red moon. And if you think of the occult, like it does have significance. It has significance in the occult spiritual world. There are things happening. So I mentioned the devil. I mentioned those two phenomena. They said it's actually very rare, too, in astrology to have four blood moons. This is all for a reason. So if you believe in, like, spiritual science and prophecy, it relates. I feel like you can, like, really study this stuff and get lost in it. But I will say that it coincides with a number of events. In my city, we have the Pope. I live in Philadelphia. So I live in Philadelphia. The Pope is actually going to be visiting us around that week. So I'm thinking here we got like these you know, astral things happening in the heavens. Then we have the Pope that barely comes to our city. The Pope is going to be coming. It's going to be a huge event. So what does this have to do with the devil? It's just saying that this is a time where I think our faith is going to be questioned, our spirituality, like whatever our practices is or whatever we believe in, because, you know, if you notice in the heavens, like there's been a lot of weather patterns of late, different type of cloud formations. Some people even seen UFOs. Like, I've definitely seen some, you know, questionable things in the sky. There is, like, spiritual wars going on in the heavens, like things that look like planes, but they're not. Things that look like mini suns, but they're not. They're energy orbs. So there is a lot of things going on. Battlefield Earth, right? Not to make people afraid, but if you have faith that you're going to be okay, if you are a Christian or if you're coming into Christianity, all you have to do is start to learn about Jesus Christ. In Romans, actually saying, Paul was saying to the Gentiles there that if you have faith that you teach us and that he died for us and he forgave us, then you are considered a Christian because you're supposed to follow the laws, but not everybody can follow spiritual laws. You all fall short of the glory. But if you have this faith that Jesus Christ can forgive you of any kind of sin and that you can be spiritually reborn again, you can be cleared again, you have this, you know, you ask for that, you ask the Holy Spirit to come within you, you're going to be basically safeguarding your spirit. It's about spiritual protection. You might not be a Christian. Whatever you're doing to spiritually protect yourself, whatever you have tremendous faith that you know is going to work, you need to do that because this is a time where I feel like we're most sensitive in the spiritual veils of what's going on with, you know, the blood moon and solar eclipse. And there are a lot of occultic groups that are going to be taking advantage of it. You know, I don't like to talk about this, the dark Illuminati, but they do very evil things. You want to guard your spirit. There's a lot of things happening on the earth. You want to be able to protect yourself. So I just want to say that. And if you're in a compromising position spiritually, if things are not going right in your life, consider turning to Jesus. It doesn't have to be like a big denominational thing. Just consider just like looking them up on the internet, you know, reading for yourself or just listening to the show and really meditate on the person of Jesus Christ and like what he represents. He's supposed to be the Prince of Peace. He's supposed to represent that peaceful Holy Spirit that's going to fill you and whatever's going on in your life. You take that in and it's supposed to make you more fulfilled and have more joy because you know that spiritually this body is temporary. People are so concerned about the material world. They want money, they want jobs, I understand it. But if you think about it, we're all going to die eventually. And at the end of the day, like, what kind of life do you want to have? Do you want to say that you have the life that, you know, you cared about, you spent more time with your children and your loved ones, and you nurtured your spirit and you had more fulfilling relationships? Because you want to, ideally, want to take you and your family want to go to the same place, which is heaven. I think we should focus more spiritually because, you know, we need to do these things to get money, but we focus too much and put too much of our energy in trying to get money. It's important, but once you put everything into trying to get money, you're actually taking too much energy away. And then you notice when you're stressing over money all the time, you don't have enough energy to even get money. So, right? So it always comes back to trying to be nurturing your spirit. So just want to say, look out for these events. You can actually see the blood moon, they say, in the daytime. Let's see, you can actually see this stuff when it happens. Let me go back to the blood moon. Yeah, so the blood moon, September 27th at 8:11 p.m., you'll be able to see it visible, at least in my city. It's depending on what city you're in. If you go to this website, time and date, that I have listed in the information section, try to, like, look for your city. They have it where you can put your city in, and it gives you, like, the countdown, the days, hours, minutes to actually see it in the sky. So it's pretty nifty. So with that being, the devil is not that empowered because we really give the devil energy power. But we take back our power and realize that we're made of light, that we have to actually be self-aware and really focus on disciplining our mind. That's the key, disciplining our mind and making ourselves stronger within our mindset, knowing that this is just these are energies that just harbor off our fear and insecurities in life. If you can do that, you shouldn't have to worry about any type of energies, the devil and the fear. And the number 15, it says, like, a devil number. Basically, whoever's, like, the weak link, or if you have, like, a weakness, devils attack weakness. So if you figure, like, 6 is the number of harmony, you got the 5 and you got the 1. The 1 takes away from the 6, and then you have the number 5. It's, like, a number of, like, needing energy, of needing faith. So really something in your life or someone in your life is probably a little bit weakened and they're being attacked or you're personally being attacked. You just have to address your situation of weakness and try to bring yourself back to harmony because the devil can't touch you if you are in a place of harmony and contentment for yourself. He can't touch your loved ones or friends and family if you're doing positive things for them and everybody's together and praying and doing positive things. That's like a force field. Like, he's not going to be able to touch folks. Ideally, you want everybody who's around you to be strong and positive, so then the devil energies that are in this world can't touch you guys, and then you have, like, a stronger unit. So that's what I'm going to say about that. And, okay, so also a shout out to Leonard Nimoy. When he died, I wanted to do a show, but I was going through things at the time. I put a shout out for him on Facebook, but I wanted to really do this. Leonard Nimoy, Spock, he is the person that we know from Star Trek series. He had passed away, and I wanted to say, because I was reading his story, Leonard Nimoy never really felt like he got the attention or, like, the notoriety that he felt like he deserved from being on Star Trek. He felt like it was all William Shatner, and he went through a lot playing that character. I'm, like, reading about he had a drinking problem on his bed. Who knew that Leonard Nimoy was, you know, Spock? He would have to drink from doing the show because his character is a Vulcan, and the character can't have emotion. I can only imagine you're playing a role for so long a time where you have to numb your heart. And it really had, like, spiritual health effects on him. He was drinking and in his first marriage. And then at the end, he felt like he wasn't being valued and honored enough in Hollywood for the awards. When I look back on everything, and you look back on him as a person, outside of the fact he was a really good person. He was a loving person. You just look at this guy in his face, his eyes, he exudes love. If anything, Leonard Nimoy, if your spirit is listening out there in the ethers, you have accomplished so much. You don't need to have these awards in Hollywood, because Hollywood is really political and bureaucratic anyway. You would have to done so much to probably, like, it's really politics. Like, you are deserved these awards, but sometimes actors and actresses don't get the awards because it's political. It's very bureaucratic. So it's not taken away from the merit of your work, because you were Star Trek. People tend to like you more than William Shatner's character. Everyone thinks of, like, Spock. Like, we admire you, and outside of the show, and you were a great, loving person. Just want to say, it's about your love. Like, you mastered this life because of your love. And I'm not sure if Leonard was a Christian or not, but I will say that he has the great attributes to becoming a Christian or learning about Christ over there in the spirit realm. And you just keep with that love, and because Jesus Christ is love. So you just keep with that. You're going to be okay. You'll be able to, you know, get into the truth, as I said, or get into more of the love persona of spirit. Rest in peace, Leonard. And just wanted to say that. So a lot of stuff, double astrology, blood moon, solar eclipse, the Pope. Last thing I want to say about the Pope, he's coming to our city. I'm not quite sure what he's going to talk about, but I just have to say that the Pope, the head of the Catholic Church, if he doesn't talk about forgiveness and all the things that they have done as a church, I probably wouldn't want to really listen to it, because the Catholic Church has a lot of sin. And I feel like what I have a problem with is how they require confession from us, but as an institution, they don't come out and confess all the things that they have done. It's very hard to get a confession from them. It's very hard to, even with the child molestations and stuff like that, it was very hard to, like, get them to say something about that. So now we're in the after hour. I don't think anyone's listening, so I'll just go ahead. Yeah, the Pope and I have a problem with him, because he represents the old Rome, the Catholic Rome, and Rome is a government. Rome was not so entirely Christian. They devised Catholicism to control people. The Council of Nicaea, they chose certain books to be in the Bible and certain books to take out. The books they took out, for instance, like the Book of Enoch, it's about fallen angels. And people argue that that book should be in the Bible. I believe it should be in the Bible. They decide on what's considered to be a part of the canon. With, you know, like, how is that even possible? Like, these scriptures, these manuscripts were followed by other Christian churches at the time. But then you have something like Rome, the evil empire, takes Christianity and says, you know, certain books are going to be here. We're going to take out Enoch. To make a long story short, they took the Book of Enoch out because in the Book of Enoch, it tells you how fallen angels, they embody into people. You could be talking to somebody, and their spirit could be a fallen angel. So they're not going to be right with God anyway. They're just perpetrating. I feel like the Catholic organization has a lot of that, a lot of fallen angels, a lot of demons, a lot of, they operate on the behind the scenes of an occult practice. So they're not entirely Christian. And I don't like when people think that they're a Christian organization. People are being fooled. They go to Catholic churches and schools, and they think it's a Christian organization. It's not. It's the old Roman government. you know, meant to fool you. They still do pagan, occult, dark rituals. They kill children. I've heard stories of torturing nuns. I mean, it's like pretty bad. There's a lot of things that they've done. Inquisition, 6 million women burnt at the stake for being accused of being witches. It's not a very Christianly thing to do. And I feel like if you don't come, if this is a time of faith, if you don't come out and confess, like, all these things, what is going to make people to still want to be a part of the Catholic Church? Because I'm not going to say Christians, because I don't consider them to be, like, entirely Christian. They mix in pagan practices. What is going to take people to still want to be a part of the Catholic experience if you don't come out and be about your own forgiveness and express all these sins and to say how you want to reform the church? I'm going to be looking for that message. How are you going to reform the church? People are losing faith in everything. How are you going to reform this Catholic thing? All right, you know, you got child molestation. The Catholic churches have been shutting down the education. How are you going to reform the Catholic Church in a way that's conducive to people's spirituality, so they can still be about being Catholic if that's your religion or whatever? Yeah, I mean, I don't know if the Pope is going to talk about that stuff. He's probably going to talk about something political, which might not even really have, like, a bearing or a place because, you know, you're a religious institution, but we'll see what's going to happen. I would rather hear more about the spiritual than the political because I feel like, you know, I have too many issues with the Catholic Church on the spiritual before I'm going to listen to you tell me or recommend who I should vote for if you, you know, go into politics or whatever. Or if you start talking about peace and war, well, you need to get the church right before you start talking about peace in the nature. Like, we have wars going on, and if you start talking about peace, man, Pope, get your Catholic Church in order. Like, let's get this finally taken care of. Like, too many issues, right? That's the only thing. I'm not totally biased. If the Pope is very endearing and he tries to reform the church, I'm all about forgiveness. I just want people to be honest. I think we should be able to worship true spirituality, and that is people who are honest and they actually practice their faith. So this is a year about practicing your faith. I'm trying to do that with my spiritual, you know, practicing my faith and coming back out here again. And I expect the same from the Pope. Like, he's coming to our city. I want to hear something that is going to make me feel good about, you know, okay, I feel good about this as an organization or as a religious group. Like, they're doing what they need to do to reform their church and make it better. So that's what I have about the Pope. I mean, the Pope is linked to, I mean, maybe not this personal Pope, but the whole Catholic industry is linked to demonism, like demonicism, like black occult. Like, it's not what you think. Like, you go in, people who worship are probably really, you know, worshiping. They have real faith, and they're supplying real energy. But then you got these people who are ahead, like the bishops, popes. There's so many articles that link them to doing, like, rituals and hurting children and, you know, doing all kinds of blood sacrifices. And I believe it. I believe it. It's based off the Roman order, the Roman Empire. They were pagans. They did this stuff. They killed animals. They sacrificed. They do a lot of, like, torturing things. I mean, you can look this stuff up on the internet. I'm not trying to, like, you know, nitpick here, but I just want people to be true to their faith, really true to their faith, and no backwashing, no, you know, just be honest. Like, I'm tired of people just lying. Just be honest. Be honest. I come out with this information with the solar eclipse. Guys, look at, like, get into it. Look it up. Like, these are rare occurrences, blood moon solar eclipses. You know, start to take your education. Like, start to, like, actually get into it yourselves and stuff like that. Like, we need to all, like, talk about this nature of spirituality because it affects our lives. It affects our lives on a daily basis. Some people are not really of that opinion, but this is what goes on. So I've been talking a lot. I tend to do that. I tend to rant. Joy tends to rant. But last but not least, I have some cards. Basically, just saying to let go, back to basics, and ask your spirit helper. So in the nature of this year, in the nature of the events that are unfolding in September, you know, try to go slow. Go back to what you know that works for you on a cosmic level. Like, what makes you feel good? If you're in a tense, stressful environment, what can you do to make yourself get through it better, right? And ask some of your spirit guides. Maybe you have, you know, spiritual people that you rely on, or maybe you have like an inner guide when you meditate. You're basically communing with yourself, your higher spirit, whatever it is, right? Get back into your own swing of things, because there's a lot of astro things that are happening in the heavens, a lot of political things, a lot of spiritual things. The nature of our world is changing. There are wars. It's probably going to get a little bit more intense before it gets better. So this is just to advise everybody to keep strong, and you got to keep your faith up into whatever that is for you to protect yourself, you know, along with some tribal Indian stuff, right? But it's just basically spirit, creator spirit, most high, Jesus Christ, the Holy Dove spirit, and the divine feminine. Like, I'm into all of that because that's what makes me a more holistic person. That's what works for me. Whatever works for you, you know, embody that. You know, if that's true to your spirit, use that and fulfill it and build it up. Have that faith, because that's going to be the barrier, and nothing's going to be able to take down your barrier, but you have to, like, strengthen your faith up. This is about faith. This year, it's all about that. So, devil, whatever can't touch you, you have your strong spiritual faith in whatever that is for you. You might not even believe in spiritual. I know people who don't believe in spirituality. They're more atheistic. Well, if your thing is about strengthening your mind, you better strengthen your mind like no tomorrow. Have that strong discipline of mind. You might just be like, I'm just into the power of the mind. I'm just going to make this mind like impenetrable and focused and dedicated. Well, okay, well then do that. Don't get caught slacking, because these energies just attack. They look for emotion. They look for the fear. They look, you know, for a lot of different things. And yeah, who knows what's going to happen at the end of the year. I've heard of people who believe in aliens. They think that the government's going to reveal the UFOs, right? And we'll see if that happens. But I've heard people actually say that they're going to come out and have full disclosure on there being other beings that live with us on the earth. So who knows if they're going to come out with that. I don't know what you believe in that, but there are other beings that live with us, whether you call them UFOs or spirits or demons, fallen angels. They are here. So we'll see what's going to happen with that. But, you know, mentally, spiritually, you have to be prepared. They come out and say that, or how our economy is affected, like towards this, you know, this time in September, toward the end of the year, 2015, you have to be prepared for whatever happens. And I'm going to say that there's definitely things going to be happening, because it's just too much of a coincidence. This can't be a coincidence. It's like deja vu in the Matrix. We got like solar, lunar, we got eclipses that are happening, like solar right before, like a blood moon. So we got a black sun, we got a red moon. These are highly significant in the occult, just spiritual channels. You got to know this. And our world is changing. May not be for the best, but it's changing. You have to be prepared. So a little bit more verbal, enjoy with life. But hey, it's a nighttime show. I get to do this. And, hopefully I'll come back again and, you know, be more easygoing. But I've been drinking a little bit too much coffee. That's why I'm, like, very chatty right now. But let me just, like, play this song. I didn't talk, like, the whole show through. Yeah, no one's calling in this time of night. But if you guys listen to it, God bless. It's now called Christian Sage Radio. Still talking about astrology, herbs, and tarot, but just in the new perspective. Jesus Christ is our light. He's our Savior and our Prince of Peace. Amen, and support the divine feminine, because the Holy Spirit does is feminine aspects of the Trinity. Thank you, and of course, these are my personal beliefs, so don't flag me for it. This is what I believe, and this is my show, so I'm going to say that. Christian Sage Radio, Joy is signing off and playing the last bit of this song. God bless everyone. Love and peace.
Again tonight, I send a song. Prayer is healing. Fell to the floor.